This episode is thanks to Shelley's Country Wear, the proud presenting partner of the podcast Southern Competition Coverage. At Shelley's Country Wear, find leather goods, boots, caps, t-shirts, jeans, menswear, womenswear, shirts and kidswear. Shop in store at Nabiac or shelleyscountrywear.com. Rejoining the Rolling Wall podcast is Old Bar Clan's president, Ian Crawfords. How's it going, Ian?
All right, mate. Thank you. Nice to connect with you again after a year.
Yeah. I spoke to your coach last year, kept the close eye on the Clans. Had a couple of good victories last year. The Clans, I see, we'll probably talk about them today. But how is Old Bar Clans looking for season 24?
Yeah, so far, so good. So the numbers are pretty much the same as what they were this time last year. That's with the men's group. About 80% of the playing group is the same. So I'm taking that as a real positive sign, actually, you know, that guys have enjoyed last year so much that they want to come back. So most of the guys have come back. If we've lost anyone, it's predominantly because they've moved away for work or something like that, you know. So like what always happens, there'll be a bunch of guys that don't come back for legitimate reasons, but we've been able to replace those. So we're pretty much at the same kind of numbers as we were this time last year. So that's with the men's group. But the other piece of kind of quite surprising but really fabulous news for us is we've been able to field a women's team. So that kind of came as a bit of a surprise, you know. We were plugging it pretty hard on the social media, you know, over Christmas and early part of this year that we wanted to try and, you know, field a women's team if we could. And it was really not looking that promising, really, you know, right down to the wire. And then all of a sudden, some girls turned up. So it's fantastic. We're in the women's comp as well, which is a really positive sign, I reckon, for the club. You know, from where we were 2 years ago, not being able to compete at all, to this year, we got two teams going around. So that's great.
Yeah, I have to admit, I saw the Facebook post, believe I might have shared on the podcast page. And yeah, it's just so awesome to see that, you know, like a club just doing the hard work, striving, you know, turning every stone over to get a women's side out there. I think that's awesome. And, you know, it will only be a benefit not only to the club, but to the men's side too, having that 2 days, you know, out there at the fields at Old Bar and really making a really good atmosphere on game day.
Yeah. As a side benefit of having a women's team, we have actually jagged a couple of extra male players who are partners of the girls that are playing, you know, and so it helps that way as well, you know. And you know, that's what, you know, that what we're trying to build here, you know. We're trying to build a family club. We're trying to get people back involved, and having men and women's just doubles the opportunity, you know, to get people involved and get people behind the Clams, you know. And so from sort of being, you know, very, very close to pulling the pin on it, you know, in the space of a couple, you know, we had six girls turn up to our first training, and I thought, oh no, it's not going to work. And then all of a sudden we got 16, you know. And so I was a nanosecond away from pulling the pin on it, and I'm just so glad we didn't, you know, because here we are. So it's really great.
How many stories have you heard that start like that, real good origin story like that? And I saw on your Facebook that's the first time since 2020 for the women's side too, so a massive achievement to get them back on the park.
That's right.
After 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm only kind of new as well. Last year was my first year here, but I believe that's the case. I believe 2020 was the last time we were able to field women. So it's been 4 years in the making. So, yeah, terrific.
It is terrific. Few questions for the preview pod that I'll be hopefully getting out tomorrow. Can you confirm your coach and captain?
Can confirm coaches, can't confirm captains yet. If I had another 24 hours, I probably could. We've got a new coaching team in place. So Neil Graham, who was with us last year and had been at the club for a few years, he's moved up the coast. So we now have a guy called John Parkinson. He's the head coach, and he's working with club stalwart Taya Ambrosoli. So the two of them are essentially focusing on the men's group. And then we have Ryan Macy, who's looking after the women's, and I'm giving Ryan a bit of a hand as needed. So we've gone for a bit of a we were going to do it anyway before we had the women. We were going to have a team of coaches. I just kind of thought that's a good thing to do, sort of spread the load a bit so it doesn't all just fall on one person's shoulders. So we were going to do that anyway, but as it's turned out, that's a good thing because we ended up with two teams. So we needed some more coaches, you know, hands on deck. So, in terms of the captains, we played a trial a couple of weeks ago against the Rats, and for the purposes of that, we named, you know, clearly had to name a men's captain and a women's captain. I'm not sure yet if that's locked in, so I won't kind of announce that. It probably will get announced in the next while, but
yeah, well, hopefully I can throw that the name in the captains on the preview of this weekend's round, so I'll try and get that out on Friday on the podcast page.
Yeah, we're also planning on announcing our club captain tomorrow.
Ooh.
At training. And so I don't know when this is going to air, so I could tell you, but I don't. I think I can. How about we wait and see? You'll see that if we're in a position to announce it tomorrow at training, then that'll go straight up on Facebook, so you'll be able to see that as well.
I'm happy to build the suspense, and I believe the radio brought John Parkinson to town. A bit of a Jared Lawrence last year heard the radio, and then you've got the radio announcer as the coach.
So, that's right. John moved here a few months ago from Inverell to take up a job on the radio in Taree. So, he's the man that you hear on the radio. So,
another Highlanders club up there in Inverell. So,
That's right. He was there, and then he's moved here for work. So, that's how that's played out. You know,
what can you tell me about any new signings for the Clams this year?
Okay, as I said before, it's predominantly the same blokes, you know. An interesting little kind of fun fact. I think this is quite surprising. I don't know, mate, but maybe it's not. You know, maybe it happens up here commonly. But we've got two lots of father and son playing.
Wow.
In our squads. Yeah, so I don't know. I think that's a wow, but I don't know if that, maybe that happens all the time up here. I don't know, but I've never really encountered it before. And so we've got Ryan and Connor Macy. They both played for us last year. That's father and son. But we've picked up two new guys that are a father and son combination. So Jackson Wall and Xander Wall, they're father and son as well. So they're both new, but they're related. They're father and son. So that'll be cool. See how they go. I know Xander played league for the Old Bar Pirates last year, and so he's come across and he's brought his old man with him. So so that's that. There's another new guy. You know, I remember in the podcast I did this last year, you know, I named a couple of blokes and then I copped it for the rest of the year for building them up. So I'm not going to build blokes up, but there's a guy that he's only literally just arrived. He's made it to one training session so far. His name's Nick Dryce, and he's just moved to town from Wagga, been playing rugby in Wagga. So like a lot of clubs, but we're no different. We were desperate for tight five forwards, and looks like the rugby gods have provided. So Nick's a second rower, so that's fantastic. So he's done one training session with us, but pretty sure he'll be in the squad for this Saturday. But other than that, it's really just the same blokes, you know. But they're a year more experienced, and you know, a lot of guys that played for us last year, it was their first year of rugby, you know, ever, or they maybe hadn't played since they were kids, you know. Yeah. There's a few in that boat. So those guys are predominantly all back, you know, but they've got a year of footy under their belt. So you know, guys like Latu Helata, who you know, he ended up getting our Best and Fairest Award last year. It was his first ever year of rugby. Never played rugby and never played rugby league, you know, and the bloke ended up being our best player. So he's back, but he's a year better, right? He's a year more experienced. And Junior Javier, I don't think he'd played since he was a little kid. He played for us last year. He's back, and he's brought his brother, Tim. So that's another extra player that we've got. But, you know, those guys are, I think, much, much more experienced now, having had the year last year. And, you know, I'll be really looking forward to see how they go this year.
And some key players to watch, probably, you know, you just spoke about Latu. And anyone else we should
see? Yeah, so probably the Probably the fellas I've just named would be them as well. I can never kind of get his name right, but Fraser Hallonissi, I think is how we say it. Fraser got our players player last year, so he's a hooker. Unfortunately, Fraser twisted his knee in, at pre-season training, so he's been out, but he'll be back. He'll probably miss round one, but he'll be back relatively soon, and so that's another big, he's a big asset for us, you know. He and Latu together were standouts last year, and they're both back. So they'd be ones to watch, I reckon.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, there might be a few clubs listening out there and ringing up some retention ideas with retention numbers in the 80s. That's probably off
yeah,
the chart.
You know, like, yeah, that's sort of the most pleasing thing, you know. Because you know where we were, you know, this time last year, right, or in 2022. So we more or less did this, you know, I'm not going to say from a blank sheet of paper, but it almost was, you know. But to see that number of blokes come back, you know, about 80% of them have all come back, you know, and it's not because we won the comp, we actually finished at the bottom, you know, but I think it's because they enjoyed their footy, you know, they enjoyed the experience, and that when you're trying to build a club, I think that that's got to be the key priority, you know. If people aren't enjoying it, then they're not going to come back, right? But the fact that these guys have come back, you know, 80% of them have come back, and those that haven't come back, you know, there's a legitimate reason behind that. They've moved away or whatever, you know. So the fact that they've come back, I'm taking that as a real positive, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a old bars kicking some goals. And yeah, you know, we both last year, probably the biggest thing out of it was not only was it, you know, great to get back on the park, but be competitive. And look, there's some games that you win too. You beat both teams that make the final last year in Foster and then Manning, who go on to host the grand final. You go down by a point to the Lamba Bulls. There's some groundwork there. What have you done
exactly
to improve this year?
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, I think our biggest asset is the player retention. So it's largely the same blokes, right? And so they're not as green as they were. They've had a year of footy under their belt and played together, you know, for that year. So I think that's a pretty big asset for us, you know. New coach, new coaching style, you know, so we'll be interested to see what that brings. And the guys seem really keen. Like there's a few of them that have been doing extra. So we train Tuesday, Thursday, but I know there's some blokes that have been going down to the oval and kicking the ball around on a Wednesday and whatever, you know, which is just a really positive sign that they're enthusiastic and keen and all of that, you know. So I don't know that we've been doing anything, you know, sort of specific other than just trying to keep going forward, you know, keep building. Last year was, given where we were, it was all about let's be competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the motto, you know, let's be competitive, right? The days of getting whacked by 70 points, you know, that had to be ancient history, or we were just going to regress back to where we were, you know. So that was always what we talked about. We're going to be competitive. This year, I think, you know, you can't stay still, right? So we got to do that a bit further forward this year. So I'm never going to predict where we're going to finish on a ladder or anything like that. I just think that's kind of fraught. But I'd love to see them make the finals. You know, like again, I'm not sure. Guys that have been around the club longer than me would know, but I think something like 2012, something like that, was the last time a Clams team played in a semi final. You know, so that's way too long, right? So we got to change that. So that's the goal. You know, I would, you know, not only is it competitive, but we want to get into that final four and play finals footy. I just think that'd be brilliant in a 2-year window to go from sort of nothing to playing in the semis would be awesome. You know, and to be honest, I don't care which team does it. We got two teams now. So as long as we got a Clams team in the finals, that'd be terrific. But yeah, you know, either team or both would be better, you know.
Yeah, I've got some old paperwork here with you. The premiers in 2011. So yeah, you definitely won the comp in 2011.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I got a feeling 2012 they were in the finals. I might be wrong about that, but that's about the last time, you know, that they were a force. And was sort of a decade of, you know, not doing real well that followed that. And so hopefully we're on the upward trajectory now, you know.
This season, it all starts again like last season. You take the trek to Nabia, a bit of a deja vu.
Yeah, the draw's quite similar, you know. It's It's a little, I think you're right, mate. As you said before we started recording, I think it is a bit earlier this year. From memory, we started late April, so it's a bit earlier. But yeah, the draw is pretty similar. We're starting, against the same team that we started at last year, and that was one of the bonus point losses. That was a 13-10
You've got good
loss,
memory.
So,
I'm looking at the
hey, oh
results. That's great memory. I was just about to ask if you remember the result, and yeah.
I can remember it because it's one of the games that we really thought, like we could have won that, and that would have been a fabulous start to the year, to win round one. So anyway, we get another chance at that this year, we'll see how we go. But most of the guys played in that game, so I reckon they'd be pretty keen to reverse that result,
That's some cracking games against Lambert too. Could you go down to them in a point, I believe, about round six, round seven.
That's right.
And that's why I wanted to ask you, have you guys got any key matchups, event days in the calendar already?
Look, no. As I was explaining to you, sort of off air, we've just had an amendment to the draw come through in the last couple of days because we knew that some of the of Foster's home games would have to be played out at Gloucester, but we weren't sure which ones. So for us, it's actually the last round. The last round of the year, round 15, we're playing Foster out at Gloucester. I know the guys will be looking forward to that. We were paired with Gloucester Women's last year in the draw, and it was great. We both clubs really kind of supported each other, helped each other, and so Glo and we had to play half of our home games out there. So Gloucester became a bit of a second home for us last year. So we were really keen to at least get out there once, which we are, and it's going to be the last game of the year. And so I think that's a great way to finish for us to revisit our second home out there, and it'd be great to connect with the Gloucester people again. So looking forward to that one. There'll be a couple of other games. We're actually just swapping some messages in our committee chat over the last day or so around trying to set up an old boys round. We didn't do that last year, but that's another thing that we need to do, right? Try to connect with the old boys network, and so we'll probably do that. Like a back to old bar kind of round. We might combine it with Ladies' Day. We might combine it with Sponsors' Day. I don't know, but we'll certainly be doing something like that. But I just don't have a date. I think it's important for us. We're all keen to start. Probably every club's the same. I just want to get started. So we're keen to start well this Saturday, and then just see where we go from there,
Yeah, I tell you what, you might take your winter woolies July 27th out there at District Park at Gloucester, because
Yeah, I know.
they might snow that day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Late July in Gloucester. Anyway, that's all part of the fun, isn't it? That's rugby.
Yeah, off to the
The
roundabout.
winter sport.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah,
Can't all be surf and sunshine.
exactly.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if you can get some of the to the reunion, some of the 1982, 1986, and 1987 Premier players, and there might even be someone that did all three of them. That would be quite an interesting time.
You never know.
Well,
I mean, we need to do it. Last year there was, you only do so much, right? But last year there was sort of half a dozen things we really needed to kind of focus on. We're only a small committee, so we didn't get to that. We'll be honest about that. But yeah, I think we should this year try to reconnect with the old boy network. That would be fabulous if we can do that.
and if there's anyone out there listening who might want to play or help out or cook a barbecue or just do anything, how do they get in contact with the Old Bar Clams?
So they can message our Facebook page directly. So we pick up those messages. They can email us, clamspresident@gmail.com is the email address. I'm happy for people to just ring me directly, and I'm happy to give you my number if you want while we're recording. But yeah, so it's Ian, I'm the president, 0437 769 512. So people can message me directly. Clearly we're still, or although we're about to start and pre-season's finished, we're always open for new players, and like every club is, and so it's never too late. And like every club, we're desperate for people to help. So if people want it, don't want to play necessarily, but want to get involved, there's lots of ways that you can do that,
And if they're not quite confident with ringing you, if they want to bump into you, have a drink after a game, where would they find you after a home game?
Well, we go back to Old Bar Tavern, so they're our key sponsor, so that's where we'll be. So yeah, you can always find us there after any home game. That's where we're going to be.
Yeah, we had a bit of a chat about the old bar tab last year about how you guys got free buy rounds because how the competition works. And now a women's team, I can imagine there'll be some really good buy weekends at the old bar tab. And maybe that might be the retention. That might be the secret to retention, those old bar tab buy weekend days.
Yeah. Well, we've got, like last year, as I said, we had to split our home games, whereas we don't have to do that this year. So we've got six home games. All six will be back at the Tav afterwards, the old bar tavern. So that's a great chance for people to catch us,
Away this weekend at Nabiac, home on the 13th against the, I'll get it right this year, the upriver rivals. I said downriver last year, the Men River Rats. So where will we find you guys playing on the 13th?
Well, that is, so I think that is the 13th. So we start on the 6th, but round three, we get two home games in a row. Yeah, so we've got we've got the Bulls away, then we've got the Rats at home, and then I'm pretty sure we've got Wauchope at home. So two home games, then we get the bye, and then we finish that kind of first run through by playing Foster in Foster.
I hope people enjoyed listening, hearing about Clan's second season back in the competition, a few of their plans, their mighty retention that I'm sure you'll get a few phone calls about, a few of the new players, a few of the players to watch. And yeah, I really look forward to keeping an eye on all the Mid-North Coast rugby, and it will be from the other side of the world for a little bit. But yeah, I won't be going anywhere. I might be having coffees while speaking to coaches while they're having beers, or maybe I'm having a beer while they're having a coffee. But yeah, I still want to talk to the coaches each week, a couple of week, and just keep up the promotion and keep growing and promoting the rugby on Mid-North Coast.
Awesome. Yeah, you do a great job, mate. So that was good to chat to you again. I enjoyed our chat this time last year, enjoyed it again tonight, and keep up the good work. Have a good trip, right?
I will. Thank you very much.
Right, yeah. See you later, man.
Thank you for listening to the Rolling Wall podcast. And as always, if you have any tips, information, or stories that should be shared with the rugby public in the Mid-North Coast, please get in touch with the podcast at the Facebook page, The Rolling Wall Podcast. Stay true, enjoy the rugby, and go the Tomahawks and Axemen.